Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Doron Shama, co-founder and CEO at L7 Defense. Welcome, Doron. How are you doing?
Thank you, Allison. We are doing great in L7 Defense.
So why don't we just start off and talk a little bit about L7 Defense? You guys have not been on the program before. What is the scope of focus for the company?
L7 Defense is a young cybersecurity startup that is focused on perimeter defense for data centers and cloud environments.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about attacks on data centers in terms of DDoS attacks, other types of attacks. Where do you think data center operators are in terms of their application of technologies like L7 Defense in preparation for an impending attack?
I think that IoT-based DDoS attacks really changed the whole picture for data center operators, because DDoS attacks on data center were considered not so much a burden from them from the classical types of attacks. It was there, but it wasn't that big as a problem. IoT scale attack become a major threat over the infrastructure, not only for the enterprise hosted in within. So basically, it become a data center problem and not for the hosted customer. This is where the problem grew up. Not only that the problem grew up, but the complexity of the problem grew up as well, because although applicative attacks were for many years in the field, they were like a silent killer, I would call them. They were there, but it went at a very low rate, basically. And now the IoT changed completely the picture, as the IoT applicative attacks are coming in major waves, threatening the entire data center. So this completely changed the way that this threat should be handled. It should be automatically set. It should be error-free as much as possible, which was allowed at the first place for the classical attack. Those are the basic differences we see them today.
So enter L7 Defense. I know that you guys formed a couple of years ago. What is unique in the immune solution in terms of delivery of a trusted solution for DDoS attacks?
Our starting point was a bit different from the usual for network defense. We came from the applicative area. So our main concern was how to protect over the customer request, let's call it that way. It's not only the network problem, but it's mostly applicative SLA problem, as we see that. So coming from this point of view, our major concern was the error rate for end customers, and we keep it at a very, very low rate, even for the most complex attacks in the market now, basically much, much lower than 1% of error. By error, I mean attacks which are not being detected, or customer which might be a normal customer, which might be hit by such an attack. And this is a major differentiation from a market perspective, as this number is usually something to be looking to, but not something you have in mind as a data center operator now. This is one major point. Another major point is the ability to scale on demand. Major problem with IoT-based attack is that the size of attack is really growing fast. If you're today prepared for 1 tera of attack, maximum attack traffic, you might be hit by 1.2 tera in a few months forward. Okay, so the number of the maximum attack traffic should also be able to be handled elastically. And this is where the SDL and the fear factor come really into the picture. And we did something which is a bit quite new to the industry. We added elastic capability to the system, and you can add mitigation capacity on the fly.
Now, I know that you are a member of the Intel Network Builders Program, and you've got collaborations with Intel. Can you tell me a little bit about how you're leveraging Intel technologies and delivery of your solution?
Our solution is based on Intel technology as processor. We're using commodity servers as much as possible, 60 cores, 32 cores, and so on. We're not going to a fancy server. And it really does great for us as the ability to lower the price for end customer as using Intel capabilities to deliver more powerful servers a long time. And of course, we're using technologies like SSL encryption, which is developed by Intel, and other technologies that are embedded in Intel servers to scale up and to optimize our servers.
Tell me a little bit about why you guys chose to join the Intel Network Builders program.
We see with Intel a view to generate fully automated scale-up abilities in the next generation data centers as a major point that we are seeing completely at the same wave. Because our system is built to scale up with data centers, it's completely autonomized, so you can control it from a remote and the system will work fine without any human intervention for long time periods. So all of those abilities with the scaling up, of course, during attacks are part of abilities which are based on Intel SDN future view of how data centers should be handled.
If folks are listening online and they want to find out more information about L7 Defense and Immune Technology, where would you send them for more information and how can they engage with your staff?
Our website, which is l7defense.com. And we really appreciate getting a request for potential customers and give them as much as needed for a different type of deployment and any other relevant information as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much as well.